my interest in historic architecture. Having renovated and restored over 500,000 square feet of local and national landmark buildings, I was attracted not only to the major landmarks we all know, but to the historic character of Portland's neighborhoods. Neighborhoods here are named after a mountain, a creek, or even a waterfowl. But we moved into one named for an idea, Sunnyside. I soon discovered a gap in the recognition of historic Sunnyside structures since the HRI was completed in the 80s. I could not find an updated accounting of these 133 properties, so I set off to examine them myself. In addition, by looking at every single residential property, I documented not only the HRIs, but over 300 additional residences that I feel could be considered as an asset to that historic resource. Dropped into a database, I can now search and group them using over 50 different categories. In my opinion, these are the properties that make up the residential fabric of Sunnyside. Many of these are also the properties that are most vulnerable to demolition. No tax, fee, or appeal process can ever bring them back once they are gone. And so, in addition to my own historical survey, I have added to this database underlying lot line information. Now, by combining the two and with current data on market values, I can predict which of these properties is most likely to be demolished. This study, called Inventory of Significant Residential Properties, has been presented to city staff with two more presentations scheduled. If our pilot project is funded, it will be expanded to four other neighborhoods and can be utilized by all parties, owners, neighborhood associations, and developers, to potentially chart a course other than demolition and help maintain the affordability of housing. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council. My name is Allison Clare. I'm a small clothing maker in town, and I'm also an apparel consultant. I'm a native Oregonian that lived in Portland for the last 15 years, and I'm really here on behalf of the Ancient Order of the United Workmen Temple. It's my favorite building in all of Portland. I grew up in Newburgh, and I used to beg someone's mom to drive us to Sherwood to ride the 12 bus for over an hour to come walk around the city in my teens. It's near and dear to me, and I'd always come and visit it when I was walking, which is kind of silly. But I was crushed when I saw that this happened with the Hotel Albion and this building potentially slated for demolition. It may be the straw that breaks my camel's back for staying in the city and keeping my businesses here. The character of the city is what draws me, and it draws people and everyone that comes here that loves it. So I'm just here on sort of a plea to keep these extremely historic buildings. It's beautiful and breathtaking, and I was almost in tears when I saw the plans for razzing it. They don't actually match the public notice of public hearing that's currently posted on the building, which shows the current structure with the building around it, and the plans have been updated. So just here to voice my concern, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Okay. The last three who signed up are Teresa Kennedy Dupay, Don Dupay, and Sarah Stevenson.
Come on up.
My husband's not going to speak today.
Welcome.
Hi.
You can go ahead.
My name is Teresa Kennedy Dupay, and I am a local writer here in Portland. I'm currently publishing two books, one of which is a crime history book on early crime, police corruption, organized crime here in Portland. And I am co-authoring that book with writer J.D. Chandler. And it's a history book, and it's my love of history that brings me here today. Basically, I'm just a regular Portlander. I was born and raised here. I've lived here my whole life. And I have two favorite buildings in downtown Portland, the Lotus Hotel, formerly the Albion Hotel, and also the Ancient Order of the Workman Temple, Ancient Order of the United Workman Temple. About 2 years ago, I was fortunate enough to do a tour through the upper portion of the Lotus Hotel. I took over 100 photographs. I did a 5-minute video. I then wrote about an 8-page paper that I was going to submit to some local places in town, and I could never get my head around how to do that. Basically, the paper details the significance of the Lotus Hotel, the 1978 murder that happened in the bar of the Lotus Hotel, the ghosts that live in the basement and the upper portion of the Lotus Hotel, and all the history that goes with it. It was a wonderful experience, and as a writer, I benefited greatly because I learned about the history of Portland in a way that I hadn't really known before. I always wondered about the possibility that the Lotus might be demolished, and it's very distressing to me because the appeal of Portland, Oregon is so tied to our architectural history, and the character of downtown Portland is suffering with these consistent demolitions of old buildings. And I want to state that it's not impossible to restore these old buildings. The Cornelius suffered a catastrophic fire in 1988. It's being restored. The Harlow Block 82 on Northwest Gleason Street is being restored. There's no reason why the Lotus Hotel cannot also be restored. But I also just want to state, much like the woman who spoke before, I was baffled when I saw that the Ancient Order of the United Workman Temple was designated for demolition. I'm shocked. I'm horrified. I'm outraged that this could even be considered. It is so priceless a building. We have to do what we can to save the Ancient Order of the United Workman Temple and the Lotus Hotel. And that's my statement.
Well, I have one more nugget of information for your history, which I think I should disclose. And now that Commissioner Novick is in charge of the Transportation Bureau, he knows that the Lotus has been the after-hours hangout for transportation for many years.
Yes.
And I can now reveal that the wonderfully named city engineer at the time, Vic Rhodes, and I drew the street plan for what we now call the South Waterfront on a bar napkin at the Lotus one night. So, unfortunately, we didn't keep the bar napkin, but we do have the street plan.
The Lotus Hotel is a very popular place. The business is booming. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Sarah Stevenson, and I'm here today as co-chair of the Old Town Chinatown Community Association's Land Use and Design Review Committee. First to thank the members of the Landmarks Commission for their work on behalf of our city, and also to testify in support of their 2016 priorities and goals, specifically the development of historic design guidelines. I'd like to speak about two districts that sit within Old Town Chinatown, the Skidmore Old Town Historic District and New Chinatown Japantown Historic District. As you've heard, the Skidmore guidelines need to be updated. That is in process. It sounds like they're done, and they're going to get in front of you very soon. We'd just like to thank Planning and Landmarks for that work and encourage you to approve them as soon as you can. New Chinatown, Japantown is a little different. We've never had design guidelines in that historic district. But with the increased focus on revitalization there, the district is facing development pressures and desperately needs those design guidelines. They're important not only to preserve our historic fabric, but also to give developers certainty about what they can do in the neighborhood and how they should proceed. We understand that PDC has allocated funds so planning can hire a consultant to expedite the process. We thank the city for listening to our earlier requests and taking steps to move these guidelines forward. We urge all parties involved to continue to prioritize their development, as we'd very much like to see guidelines for New Chinatown, Japantown in place by the end of 2016. We think 2017 is a little bit late. Preserving physical buildings, ensuring their compatibility with new development, and preserving the aesthetics of our historic districts is important work. Sometimes people ask why. It's just an old building. Sometimes it's not even a very pretty old building. But these physical spaces preserve a place for us to tell stories about the people who built our communities. Sometimes the stories are inspiring. Sometimes they are ugly. But it's important for us to know and remember our own history so that we can continue creating the community that we want Portland to be.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Okay, Commissioner Saltzman, I think a motion may be in order.
I would move to accept the report.
Second.
Further discussion? Let's take a roll call vote on that, please.
Novick?
I'm continually amazed at the dedication and hard work of the members of our volunteer commissions, and I thank you very, very much for your work. Aye.
Fritz?
Second that, and particularly thank Chair Brian Emmerich and Harris Matarazzo, who are both term limited out after 8 years of dedicated service. I want to echo Commissioner Fish's kudos for your handling of the Mount Tabor Reservoir and also the Washington Park Reservoir historic reviews. And it's a fascinating commission. You get to look at all kinds of different issues. I look forward. I smiled when somebody said that the Skidmore design guidelines would be coming to council soon. I've been hearing that every year for the last seven. So I'm really looking forward, Mayor, to you bringing it home right after the new year, and that'll be great. And also, I'm very interested in New Chinatown, Japantown design guidelines. I'm shocked about the two buildings that are slated for demolition, and just horrified to think that they could be replaced by some out-of-the-box hotel that some out-of-town developer thinks is in keeping with our city. When you look around downtown Portland, there are so many beautiful buildings that make me proud to be a Portlander and just contribute to the character of our city in a way that a standard box hotel is not going to. So, Mayor, I hope that you'll be able to intervene in that. I need to tell my own Lotus hotel story, though, or at least the restaurant story. I go there at least once a month whenever I want to have a private conversation. The acoustics in that beautiful wood bar are such that if you go at noon, it's very noisy. You can perfectly hear your companion talking. Even if you try, you can't eavesdrop on the next table. So it's the perfect place to go and have a secret conversation right in the public. I try it sometimes. It's really quite fun.
Now we know.
Thank you very much for the report and for all the work that you do. Aye.
The reporter's here, so you probably had your cover blown. So.
They still won't be able to go. They can try it. It's not possible.
Fish.
Yes, thanks very much for this report. Each year when we get this presentation, I find it inspiring and sobering. There's a number of things on your action list which I think we should prioritize, quite frankly. One is taking a quick look at Title 33 and seeing if we can make a discrete change, and I think that's something we'll be discussing with Dan and BDS. The second is having a full-time preservation person in the Bureau. A senior person, a senior planning position. This is a tough budget cycle. The mayor has given guidance that every bureau has got to at least identify a 5% cut package as a fallback. But I'd like to know more about the staffing around this, and it seems like a reasonable request. I, too, am looking forward to the Skidmore Old Town stuff coming back to us. The last time we took it up was Commissioner Fritz 4 years ago or something. It stalled on some controversial issues, but it needs to come back. And as to the general sentiment about the kind of soul of our city as reflected in historic structures, I could not agree more. And in fact, cities that have been farsighted about this have protected buildings and districts, and they've turned out to be high rent areas also, as people choose to live in areas that have historical roots and soul. So thank you for your good work. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Thank you, Commission members, for your hard work, and past and present members as well. And I also want to acknowledge the role of staff, Tim Heron, and who staffs this commission well. And I think the testimony, as well as the commission members, have raised some good issues that we need to take a close look at, like this 120-day lifting of the 120-day delay. That's something I will as Commissioner Fish just indicated, take a look at and see if we can't bring something back to remedy that. So thank you very much. Aye.
Well, some of you who are maybe here today and not here often may not know this, but we get these reports every year from both the Design Commission and the Landmarks Commission. And they're an excellent way for us to check in on what's working, and you've shown us some things that are, like how much better the Block 8L development was after your review than it started out before. So it's good to hear about what's working. But frankly, I don't think there's ever been a report at a time more important than right now that calls out what's not working. And you have really given us a call to action just in time to save some buildings that are otherwise going to be lost. And I really appreciate, as has been said by other members of the council, the clarity of both your call to action, and you've given us some very specific ways we can make it better. So you've certainly got my commitment. I think you've heard others here on the council as well that are committed to moving swiftly to make improvements that will avoid the losses that you have flagged. And we really don't have an excuse not to act. if you've given us this much clarity and we all can look around and see the rate of change that's underway. So we have a short time, both in the work we begin tomorrow afternoon in our first public hearing on the comprehensive plan and in the specific issues you've called out here today. We have a little bit of time to keep Portland when we're forecast to accommodate 250,000 more people and 140,000 more jobs over the next 20 years. It's really important work. Thank you very much for what you brought us here today, and we look forward to having you back in the council chambers very soon for changes in our code. Aye. Thank you all very much. Okay, let's